Welcome to the February full moon 2022, the year of the relationship. And what's very interesting about this February full moon is it is happening at an exact Venus and Mars conjunct, a union, and it starts here on the full moon. And it's a rare occurrence for both Venus and Mars to be exact in union. And it's going to remain this way for the few weeks that are following this full moon. And what Venus and Mars, we all heard of the famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It's about the masculine and feminine energies. And they're within all of us. And they want to come more into harmony and union. Not one overpowering the other one or getting lost. There's the masculine, the Mars, which has a lot of the structure. And the Venus, which is the feminine, which is the flow, the creative side. That's just a very generalized, quick way to summarize this energy. The Mars is, as the masculine energy, it's a very generative outward energy, radiating outward. And the Venus is a feminine flow that has a more receptive inward energy. And isn't this fantastic that these two planets are in exact conjunct here on the full moon? And it's representing a balancing energy of this, where it is more needed now than ever in this authentic alignment with the inner and the outer worlds. So we can use the power of this by really reflecting, letting the full moon reflect back to us what needs that balance in our own particular healing, so that we can then offer that up and how it's manifesting and expressing into the outer world. Right now, as we transform and heal the self, we are also transforming and healing society. So here is what's potent right now and really coming up for the focus of this energy. It's clarity, it's clearing, and it's claiming. The clarity, this has to do with that laser sharp beam going forward. I know what I want. I know where the future is. And this energy has a very forward movement. The clearing is a powerful way that we're going to be releasing for this full moon and just making space, understanding now, okay, this doesn't belong. And how do we know that? How do we know it needs to let go of? We're going to know it because of how we have felt the opposite of what we don't want anymore. All those polarizing opposites and experiences and life patterns and circumstances have been catalyzing a clarity to carry a new frequency of freedom for ourselves wherever we have felt constrained, held back, future choices, maybe where we didn't feel like we had choices. All this clarity is bringing forward. Okay, this is how I want my future choices to feel, to be lived in, and new creations stepping forward. You're being called to have the clarity on what is your new creation stepping forward. Be inside the clarity that's coming through for you right now by making yourself open, clearing, opening up space for it, being receptive. That's the Venus. That's the feminine energy. This is also the feminine flow is about understanding the pleasure side of life. And it's not an indulgent energy. It's about, okay, we know now what we want in our clarity because of the pain that we've been in, because of that painful constriction and suffering we've went through. So now we're going to open up to the other side of it. What lights us up? I call it being an inspiration, but there's also a form of the pleasure that we are designed to be in the happiness of feeling the comfort of life being a pleasurable experience. Can you claim that? Can you feel into that? It's our whole biochemistry is even made up with how important it is to be in pleasure and to understand when we're in discomfort, how to give relief to that and what that gives. This is an oversimplification, but I want you to look at in your life, what's the clarity that needs to come through and the balancing of these energies. by whatever has been a polarizing opposite, sore point, something that has been painful, constricting, as circumstances, experiences, life pattern, be inside that clarity. And that clearing, what we're doing is we're releasing, clearing out what no longer serves, supports, or needs to be carried. You can lay that down now. That's what this is. You don't have to struggle with this. You can lay it down. You can just let it go. It no longer has to be carried. It's not a part of what's on the path for you going forward. So the question would be then, what has been your containment field? So what have you been carrying too long that has contained you, constricted you, held you back? Let it be cleared, dropped for the new upper realm reality, for your breakthrough, your own glass ceiling, your vastness that's yet not even defined yet, that is on the other side of whatever has contained you. So whatever that relationship has been, and it could be with career, purpose, with an actual particular relationship, a family dynamic, it could be with your body, with food, a particular situation that you have felt confined and held back. And it's been a repeating pattern, and it's inflicted a lot of pain. And you're ready for that breakthrough. You're opening up. You're going beyond that glass ceiling, beyond what you knew had contained. You're going to clear and let it go and release. And you're going to shine tall and bright. And that's the main thing I want you to really carry from this full moon. It's really about shining bright in the greatness of who you are. And all that begins to dissolve, evaporate, dissipate, whatever doesn't serve anymore, because you just rise up above and beyond it. It's like, how do you create a powerful healing in the body? You promote the restoration of health as quickly and as steadfast as possible. And in that health, in that restoration of health, all that has been dysfunctional, broken, falls away. It begins to dismantle. It clears. It's like I think about like the power of the 12-step program. Someone could be in the 12-step program and have been gripped by some form of substance that had a hold of them, controlling them. And you get into the 12-step program and you begin to do the 12 steps. It is a restoration back to the divine source of health and well-being that begins to dislodge, dissipate, whatever that source of toxicity, suffering, pain had the power over. So I'm using that as just a powerful analogy of how this is the power that we have here in our three main focuses, is what's that clarity? Using that clarity as that raising point beyond whatever has caused that containment, clearing it, surrendering up, letting it go, laying it down so that you may stand tall and shine bright, and claiming what is next for you, claiming what is up for you. We are in a big cycle change. And over the next couple of weeks, especially as we have this Venus and Mars conjunct, where we have this harmonizing balance, this is why I always say that, you know, the full moon is really about alignment and it's about balance. It's about whatever has been out of balance, bubbles up, wants to be seen, wants to come in balance, wants to get into alignment. And it's really acknowledging it, that movement of the lunar cycles. And that's where like the word lunatic came from, is it seemed like crazy people would go crazier. It's just a bubbling up of energy. So we're in this powerful time right now, especially with Mars and Venus being exact, that we can use this power of this full moon to really get in tune to what is that authentic alignment and balance for you that's ready to be claimed from your clarity, from your clearing. And so here's what I want to invite you into. What's wild and beyond for you that needs to be claimed? Like, I want you to go beyond. That's going beyond that glass ceiling. What's wild and way beyond that? Really setting yourself free. That's the freedom that we're talking about that wants to come through for you. Freedom in your future choices and your new creation. Take this question. Sit with that in your full moon question, your full moon ritual. What's wild and beyond that needs to be claimed? And how you can do your release is just eliminating and surrendering and releasing all that's in the way for that, all that needs to be laid down. And then as you go beyond what's gone before in your life and you claim it, recognize your worthiness to claim and receive with unwavering ease what is emerging for you. I want you to recognize that. Sit in that. That's what the claiming is. You can put your hand over your heart. We've been working a lot within this nourishing worthiness movement right now. In the last 21 days that I've been with in the Nourishing Worthiness 21-Day Experience. Recognize your worthiness to claim and receive with unwavering ease what is emerging for you. And you can feel it. It's right over your heart. Name the clearing. Claim the clarity of your full moon intentions. What is your full moon intentions? It's what are you shining the light on right now that's ready to stand tall and bright as you in your life, and allowing that clearing of what no longer supports to be laid down, to be let go of. So this power, especially since it's got this, you know, Venus and Mars integrating into it, it's really like we're almost combining what we do with the full moon and the new moon into this ritual. We want to look at what we want to be claiming as a full moon intention. What do we want to be bringing light to right now that we want to be creating in our life? Because it's our forward direction. It's our clarity. And then you look at all the pain and the suffering and the polarization and the constriction that's happened on the other side of that, that's caused you to be contained. And that's what you can work with to let go of on top of anything else that needs to be cleared. You want to write it right. You want to do pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, to the universal loving presence. A power shift is happening right now, and it's bursting with new beginnings. So if you give yourself the chance to sit in sacred space with your true self, and you create the miraculous transformational ritual of the full moon, you're going to find the rising inside that you are worthy to shine. In whatever way it is specific and signature to you, use the light of the moon to mirror what is ready to step forth for you. It's wanting to light up the path. Once you think about it, it's like your permission pass is here. So permission is really per the mission, and now you have the pass. That's your next passage. That's the path that you're on. You are worthy to be great. Surrender to the supreme greatness of God that's in you. It's time to shine. So we have a lot of beautiful energy that's going to be carrying us from now into the new moon as we have this Venus and Mars really harmonized together and holding that space of finding balance between the masculine and the feminine. So I want to invite you for whatever needs to step forward for you right now. The support events that I have that I could offer to you is the 21-Day Nourishing Worthiness Mantra Challenge and Experience. You can join that, begin that now. That's a beautiful thing to do right now over the next few weeks when Venus and Mars are in this conjunct, in this alignment to help carry that energy of harmony. And then also on 2/22/2022, I'm going to be doing a worldwide live event for the healers and helpers of the world, thought leaders, change makers, and I'm going to be sharing how to attract the right people to your business without all the complicated strategies being promoted by the marketing gurus. And I can tell you that I'm going to be doing this live, and it's going to be the best workshop I've ever done. I'm clear and I'm focused on how important it is and the value that I'm going to give. I promise you, you show up on that portal on February 22nd, 2022. Let's get in the business of bringing all the gifts, talents, and wisdom that you have forward with unwavering ease and the worthiness of what the world needs from you now on this beautiful full moon February energy, that we're going to feel the richness of it even for the next few weeks. Take the time and really touch into your sacred self, because there's a lot of success that wants to unfold in the weeks ahead if you give yourself the time to tune in to the clarity, the clearing, and the claiming. You got this, my beautiful one. Let's go there. It's time for you to shine. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.